Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Financial markets have been weighed down lately with concerns about the trade war with China, the impeachment inquiry, Brexit. I could go on and on. It's a long list. But people who worry about these things tend to have two big questions. Is there a recession coming? And what should I do with my money? Jill Schlesinger is our business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And she monitors these anxieties about the economy and joins us with some advice. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so you've been giving people financial advice for a long time. How spooked are folks right now compared to moments of uncertainty in the past?
You know, we go through these things, and I get it.
Yeah.
You know, every time there's a big move in the markets or a big headline, it starts to unnerve us. And the real issue is, because we are human beings, we want to do something with that anxiety. I would say that a couple of times this year, it's gotten to sort of a blinking red-ish feel, and that has just happened. Last week, when someone called my podcast, they said, "What should I do to prepare for Armageddon?" And I was like, okay, if you're telling me that's happening, probably not call me.
Right, exactly. I know. So let's talk a little bit about some solutions. When people fear a recession, the instinct is, let me pull all of my money out of the market. But you say that's a fool's errand. Why?
You know, this is just some variation on the theme called timing the market. And what we have learned time and time again is that those folks who are trying to outguess or find the next move in the markets, they just never end up doing a great job. And the real reason why is that even if you're lucky enough to get the first part of the equation correct, let's say you were smart enough to sell in October of 2007, it's just nearly impossible to try to figure out when to get back in. So what we know is that over the long term, market timing just does not work. And anyone who says they can predict the top and the bottom is basically pulling your leg.
I'm actually thinking, though, about those at retirement age who may be thinking they just want to take all of their money out of their 401k. Is your advice different for those folks?
You know, I think that it doesn't have to be so much age-based, but it is, as you say, when you need the money. And I agree. I think that there are some folks who are saying to themselves, hey, wait a second. We're in this really long bull market. What, am I going to wait until the next bear market to make a move? Well, no, that's not the smart advice. But the right advice is to imagine this. I've got some money in my 401k or my IRA. I don't need all of that money the day I retire. In fact, my retirement is just the beginning of the next phase of my financial life. And that phase can last an awfully long time. You might retire when you're 67 years old and live 20 or 25 more years.
True.
So what we're really talking about is, do you have the appropriate amount of risk that you can really tolerate going into that period? And for those folks who are just carrying a whole bunch of risk right now, young or old, if you just feel like, wait a minute, this has gotten ahead of me, I need to make a change, that's okay, but stick to that allocation going forward. Don't second guess yourself.
Yeah, with less than 20 seconds, what's one smart money move that folks can also make right now, given this uncertainty?
I would say just pay attention to the three big things in your financial life. Pay down consumer debt, including your student loans. Try to accelerate that. Build up that emergency reserve fund, 6 to 12 months of your living expenses, and take as much action as you can in contributing to your retirement.
Thank you.
I know
you,
it's
Jill.
Hard.
Yes.
A little bit at
a
time.
Yes. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money.